A woman rebels against a male-dominated society in a doll's house, freeing herself to find her full potential as an individual. Ibsen's 1879 drama shocked audiences with the choice his female protagonist makes to leave her family, slamming the door as she heads off to a new life. Heartland Theater in Normal opens A Doll's House November 1st. Actress Connie Blick is playing Nora. Rhys Lovell, artistic director for Heartland Theater, directs A Doll's House. He says they're keeping it in its original late 19th century setting, although audiences of today will be struck at how contemporary the play feels.
It does speak so perfectly to what we're experiencing right now with the Me Too movement. I mean, when Ibsen wrote this play, they talk about that final moment when Nora walks away, leaves, and you hear the door slam. It's the last piece of action, is the shutting of the door, and that in closing that door, it opened a door for women around the world, that it was a piece of feminist writing before we even knew what feminism was.
Playing this character is an opportunity to give a voice and a journey to a woman and see it through her perspective and sort of through the eyes of a lot of different characters that have almost gone on a similar journey as Nora. The way he's written these people that come into her life, especially her friend, at a certain time, it almost helps things unfold the way they do.
In its time, this play was rather shocking. At its debut, when Nora chooses to leave her husband and leave, even more shockingly, her children and close that door, people didn't applaud in the theater. They just sat there because no one had ever seen anything like this before, and they were just shocked. Is the play still shocking?
Well, it's funny, they wanted a rewrite, didn't they?
they actually got a rewrite in Germany.
Yeah, when it was done in Germany, they insisted Ibsen rewrite the ending, and rather than walking out the door, the children come out, and she sees the children and just collapses to the floor.
It depends on where you are as an audience member if you find the play shocking. I think as a mother and a dedicated mother, if I were to see that play, sure, I would maybe think, how could she do that? But on another aspect, if I followed that same journey as Nora, in certain parts of the play, there's things I can relate to and say, well, if I don't know myself and if mother isn't happy, then who is happy? You know, and then you can say, well, I can see that. I think it just depends on who you are watching, whether you find it shocking or not. And I think you may be surprised that there are a lot of aspects where you understand why she makes the decision she does at the end.
You mentioned a moment ago, Laura, that, you know, she's not just leaving Torvald, she is leaving her children. That, I think, will always be shocking, regardless of what time we're in. Certainly today in 2018, it's easy for us to accept a woman leaving her husband if it's an unhappy marriage. Nobody bats an eyelid, but to be able to walk away from your children, that's something entirely different.
She says, the children have just been my playthings like I've been to you. And so they...
Torvald, her husband.
Exactly. And so, you know, I think to her, have they just been toys? Have they just been these dolls as she's been to Torvald? And which may, in a way, make it easier for her, you know, in her eyes.
Connie, what is under the sugar-coated exterior of Nora? Is she a woman who is ready to rebel right when the curtain rises, or does that develop later on?
You mean the macaroon-coated exterior.
The macaroon, because her husband said she couldn't have the macaroons, and she was sneaking them.
Well, I think what's funny about her is she finds the right moments to do those things. And slowly as the play progresses, she makes more choices and more of them. But she takes pride when she does go against the grain. And
so the minor rebellions maybe help to build to the big one?
Yes.
And so does that make her more relatable to us?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we all have flaws as human, you know, but I don't really know if she considers that a flaw. I think she's so different than a typical woman in that era, right? Because she's proud of that. She uses Christine to tell that secret of, I did this on my own. I have something to be proud of, too. And
Christine is her friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your ideas of me is not who I am, you know. I've done something on my own.
Prior to casting, I was talking with Connie and some other actresses who were interested in reading for the role about the two different Noras in this play. There's the Nora who we're introduced to at the very beginning, who, as we watch her interacting with Torvald, there's really some cringe-inducing moments where she's catering to his every whim and being his skylark, yeah.
Is that my little lark twittering out there?
Yes, it is.
Is that my squirrel rummaging around?
Yes.
When did my squirrel get in?
Just now. Do join me, Torvald, and see what I've bought.
Can't be disturbed. Bought, you say? All that there? Has the little spendthrift been out throwing money around again?
Oh, but Torvald, this year we really should let ourselves go a bit. It's the first Christmas we haven't had to economize.
But you know we can't go squandering.
Yes, Torvald, we can squander a little now, can't we?
The thing is that she's wearing a mask. She's acted this role for 8 years in this marriage. She's been pretending to be the loving, dutiful wife, but she's just so unhappy.
Let's talk about the theme of the show, which is driven by the character of Nora. Is it safe to say that this is how to be true to yourself?
I do. I don't think she realizes that until the end. And I think that's why that last scene is so important. It's by what happens to those around her and how those around her react that makes her realize being true to herself is what's most important.
And, you know, it really has less to do with gender. We tend to focus just on that, the fact that that Nora happens to be a woman who's leaving a man. But it's that theme that you're talking about is really about finding the individual in yourself and asserting that.
So maybe the most radical aspect of this play is that it takes a woman's dilemma and it's actually presents it as a human dilemma. This is relevant to both sexes.
Right. Well, the line, above all, I am a human. She doesn't say, above all, I am a woman. She says, above all, I am a human being. And what's implied there is that I am afforded all of the same rights and privileges as anyone. I want to educate myself. I want to learn about the world. And I want to do it on my own terms. Mm-hmm.
The books may say one thing, and the beliefs in society may say one thing, but this is not what makes me feel comfortable. This is not what makes me me. This is not what I believe. And to take that step and that leap, you know, at that time was huge.
In any way, shape, or form, should we feel sorry for Torvald, her husband?
Yeah, I think we have to feel sympathy for all of the characters in this play, including Krogstad, who's often labeled the villain.
Because he's blackmailing Nora with some information from her past.
These are desperate people in extraordinary circumstances that are really just trying to save themselves. At the end of the day, you got to look out for number one. And so with Torvald, he is following a set of rules dictated by men, laws that were written by men. He's living according to those rules and laws. And so as far as he's concerned, he's doing everything right. So when it unravels at the end, we have to feel sorry for him because he isn't a bad man. Yeah, we may frown upon the way he patronizes her.
I sympathize with him only because he never took the time to really know her. That, as Nora, is how I sympathize. I think at the end, the positive thing is he may be taking his own journey now, and you can kind of imagine what that may be, and she helps him to do that by leaving. Yeah, it's hard to say if because he's living in the constructs of society, do you not kind of hate him for that? I mean, I don't know. Outside,
because he doesn't know any better?
Yeah, but that's not
exactly. Yeah. He doesn't know any better.
But just as Nora can do something outside of her constructs, then why is Torvald, can he not be that same? You know, and I think that's what makes the difference in those characters. So that's what makes Nora such an interesting character, because she does go outside of those constructs.
Yeah. Torvald is following the playbook.
Yeah.
Really, all of these characters are following the playbook, except for Nora.
That's Rhys Lovell, who's directing A Doll's House, starring Connie Blick as Nora. The play opens November 1st and runs through the 17th. I'm Laura Kennedy.